Honestly, I'm so obsessed with Manike by Tyler ICU and Tomello.za. Anyway, so today's episode was brought to you courtesy of a friend of mine who was so surprised when he heard me speaking like this. So I think that was the motivation I needed to record something. So yeah, here we are today. I've also binge-watched Love Island all day today, simply because I had the most ridiculous day today, and I needed something to take my mind off things and kind of change the trajectory of the lack I was having today. So anyway, I've survived the day. That's what matters. And here we are. So yesterday I was watching this movie called Book Club starring the fantastic Jane Fonda. It also had Diane Keaton and Candice Bergen, or Murphy Brown if you're my age. And basically it's about Jane Fonda's character getting married, and the girls went over to Italy for her bachelorette party. And you know, during the entire movie I couldn't help but notice just how all these gorgeous iconic women have become, and some of them have aged gracefully, but I don't know, the whole concept of aging has become so scary for me. Like, it's so wild. Like, I was also watching the new season of And Just Like That, and you can see Carrie Bradshaw has white hair, Miranda looks weird, Kristen Davis did something to her face, her eyes just look weird, Samantha's character, why do I forget her real name, anyway, she's in Glamorous, she's aged really well though, to be fair, but you can see her reflecting and reminiscing about her days as a model on the show, and wow, I don't know, I think now that I'm in my late 30s, that the thought of aging is so real to me. And honestly, I'm gonna be real with you guys, I'm aging like a bloody banana. It's sickening, honestly. I feel it in my body. Honestly, I'm doing a terrible job of taking care of it. I know that, and I know I need to do something. So I'm just getting allergies that I never used to have. I now have adult eczema that I never used to have. I'm getting skin grafts on my, like, skin tags on my face. My hair's thinning. I'm just getting sick all the time. Like, honestly, it's the keto. And now I fully understand why women pay lots of money to retain their youth, you know. Fountain of youth is not an actual fountain. It's something you dig deep within your pockets to get. And there's no shame in it. I fully support it. I'm hoping I make enough money to be able to retain my youth, because it's honestly becoming a cause of concern. I don't think I look bad now. I was looking at some older pictures of myself. I don't think I look too bad. But let me say, I'm coming into my beauty, so it's not too bad. But it's really wild to me that 40 is literally 4 years away from me. And I already know I'm going to have a full-on panic attack, because I remember at 26, for me, was my first taste of a midlife crisis. And I think, first of all, it's because, you know, when you're signing a form, the levels are usually like 18 to 25. and then 26 to 35. And now I'm in the older age bracket and I'm feeling the feelings I was feeling back then. Though, to be honest, I have no idea what I went through as a 26-year-old. I don't even remember what year that was, but I just remember feeling so scared because I was growing older. I had no idea what I wanted to do in my life at the time. Do I know what I want to do in my life now? Definitely not. I have no idea what trajectory my life is taking. But I kind of know where I want to go. I kind of know where I want to go to. I have no idea how I'm going to get there. I just know I'm currently not satisfied with the current state of affairs when it comes to my life, but I honestly can't complain at the moment. I'm very much at peace. I've been told a lot, you know, I look happy, which is really good. Though, like I said, my health hasn't been the best, especially this month. I really struggled. I was literally fighting for my life in the first 2 weeks of June. But now we're coming to the end of June, sorry. And if I reflect on the last 6 months, it's been hectic. One of the things that I've seen, and I think today I've gotten some, I don't know if I've gotten away for it. Okay, let me just start by saying this. Right now, I'm sitting in my living room and I have one, two, three, four, five tubs of supplements that I have here that I haven't been taking religiously. I was a few months ago, so even the tablets that I have left are like for a day or two. But like now I have to take this thing seriously. I have to take my health seriously. I have to take my diet seriously. Haven't been doing any of those things. I feel like my brain is deteriorating. I honestly never remember anything. If I want, you know, to do something or to remember something, I have to note it down. And if I don't note it down, I'm definitely not going to remember. I've become so terrible with names. I was really good at that. I can't even do mental math anymore. So I'm not gonna blame it all on old age or not taking care of myself, because I also realize that a lot of my time is taken up by my day job, my side hustles. Like, I'm always thinking and I'm really tired a lot of the time, which was why I spent today's holiday. Sorry, today's Eid. I don't remember what the holiday is called, but I hope all our Muslim brothers and sisters enjoyed the day. Thank you so much for giving us yet another public holiday. And I spent it hiding out in my house because my luck ran out today morning. But anyway, I'm so curious to know whether other people are feeling the same way. That, you know, are you aging like a banana? Is life going the way you imagined it? Luckily for me, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I never really used to think about my future. I know it sounds bleak, but I didn't really have plans. I didn't really have goals. I didn't really have targets that I wanted to have met at certain age brackets. Thankfully, I think the only thing that I used to say was that I'd get married at 38. So that's 2 years away, and I'm deep in the streets. I don't think I'm gonna get a man by then who I think I can marry confidently. So I'm trying not to manifest or speak bad things into existence. But I think that was the only thing that I said. I don't have kids. I definitely want some, but you know, I'm not gonna apply pressure, because if I do decide I want to become a mother, I think there are many options available, whether I do it naturally or adopt. There's so many children out there who need some form of love. So I think that's not something that's scaring me. Though, to be fair, when it comes to me making my own kids, I must admit I am at the age where I'm just like, okay, if I wanted kids, can I actually have them? Which I always find so wild, because we've been trained or socialized to kind of like fear the whole concept of getting pregnant. So it's just so funny to me that something so scary, now we're just like, okay, so can this actually happen if you wanted it to? So it will be interesting. I'm not in a hurry, like I mentioned. But yeah, I just think I wanted to comment on that because I've been thinking about it a lot. And so, even when we're talking about women and modifying how they look, you'd be surprised how many clinics in Kenya at the moment are offering things like Botox, fillers. You've been seeing all these bariatric clinics coming about. They're trichologists, like there's all sorts of things and all sorts of clinics that are coming up. And honestly, I respect the hustle. I respect everyone who is willing to spend a certain amount of money to retain their youth. Let's not judge them for anything like that. So yeah, today's episode was just me ranting about growing old and trying to see whether my accent is still giving. Love light. Okay, I'm ending this thing badly, but anyway, I have nothing else to say, so bye.